No matter where you're listening or what union you belong to, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Texans awoke this morning to news that the UK voted to exit the European Union. We caught up with one British-born Texan who's trying to figure out what the vote means for him.
My name is Ben Wright, and I'm a British-based writer here in Austin. I did not vote. I had the opportunity to vote. I had a paperwork mix-up which delayed my sort of voting card coming through, so to speak, and I didn't vote. I must admit, I didn't think it. I thought the Leave folks were going to lose anyway, and so I wasn't too worried. And now I have a European egg all over my face. I feel like the past just got to decide the future. My student loan went down by about 10% overnight with the fall of the pound. I'm sure they'll recalculate my payments accordingly, so it won't be a silver lining for very long. My five-year-old has a British passport, and I boast all the time that I spent $300 to get her a work permit for life in the European Union, and that doesn't seem to be the case now, or at least we'll see how this all shakes out. I can't see how the dust settles on any of these sorts of issues quickly, so probably have to be building a house in a hurricane.
Just one perspective there. For some analysis on what the Brexit vote means, we turn now to Guy Whitten. He's a professor and director of the European Union Center at Texas A&M, and he's actually in Brussels right now. Professor, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you're actually in Brussels right now. What's the reaction there?
Yeah, the people are quite surprised. And everywhere you go, it's the topic of conversation, of course.
So the question that I think a lot are asking is, what does this mean immediately for U.S. businesses and Texas businesses that do work in the U.K.? Or does it mean anything immediately, or not until the U.K. actually takes action to leave the EU?
The shortest run impacts are going to be if you have holdings in the U.K. The stock markets and the currency markets have already reacted pretty strongly, and so your UK holdings have lost some of their value. I think the longer run effects are going to be hard to know.
Senator Ted Cruz is among the U.S. officials reacting to the vote. He released a statement this morning saying the United States can learn from the referendum and that we should treat the Brexit as an opportunity to forge a closer partnership with the U.K. What do you make of statements like that?
Well, that's certainly one possible way that things could go. I mean, I think the U.K. has always had this tension in terms of are they a part of Europe or not, and I mean this predates the whole EU project, and when they think of themselves as not being European, one of the things that they certainly think about a lot is their special relationship with the United States, mm-hmm. and the whole Commonwealth of former colonies.
Now, you mentioned this, and we've heard this morning stocks are kind of all over the place in reaction to this. Is this a de facto economic crisis for the UK or for the EU, or is it hard to tell what that long-term impact will be?
It's hard to tell. Since they weren't a part of the currency union, right now, of course, the pound has gone down, but I've heard some speculation on both sides that it could actually go up in the medium run, we'll see. I mean, people in Europe are mostly saying they think it's going to go way down, and it is going to be an economic crisis.
And so, what do we make of what this means for capitalist democracies in general, and how they make globalization work for lower and middle income workers?
Yeah, I mean, I think the early numbers we're seeing about who voted and why they might have voted the way they are is that their limits, and the EU certainly is a project that was viewed by many in the UK as being this very elite driven, not democratic process, so it was an obvious target for people that you're describing in those groups. And I think they've sent a strong signal to the contrary, and the populist politicians that got this referendum referendum on the table, we're obviously capitalizing on you know these feelings of not being in control and being at the mercy of this big process.
And so practically, what happens next?
The official rules for leaving, which have never been invoked before, for leaving the EU, involve a 2-year process. But there's people here in Brussels that are talking about an accelerated leave process, so we'll certainly see that happen. In the UK, there are real interesting questions about what's going to happen. The Prime Minister David Cameron has announced that he'll be resigning, and that'll be effective by October, mm-hmm. when the Conservative Party will meet and select a new leader. There's a lot of speculation that Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, will take over the leadership of the party. He's one of the big winners in this whole thing. It's going to be very interesting.
That is for sure. And we'll be watching it. And so will Guy Whitten. He is professor and director of the European Union Center at Texas A&M University. Thank you so much again.
All right. Thank you.